At this moment, we're still waiting. Even I thought we'd have Iowa results by now, but we're still waiting. And no, it is not a conspiracy. No, Democrats are not inept. In fact, folks, the backbone of this operation in Iowa is volunteer-based, as are the caucuses pretty much throughout the country. The folks at the precincts where you caucus, they're your friends, your neighbors, and in Iowa, they happened to rock the boat here this year with a new app that they were using, and they had issues with that, as well as the fact that they decided, for whatever reason, I'm not sure, but they're correlating three times as much data in the caucus as they have in the past. Again, I have no idea why. Why not just take the last number, the important number, as they have every time in the past, but they decided not to. Be that as it may, it is not a reflection on anyone or any party, and I just know Trump is going to go there. And talking about Trump, we've got the State of the Union tonight, folks, and you're going to hear a lot of BS from this president, I can guarantee, which I'll talk about tomorrow. But just remember this, when you hear the president going on and on about whatever he's going to talk about tonight, that the important thing to remember is that the president inherited a brand new Cadillac economy in 2017 when he took office. Back 2017. Guess what, folks? That Cadillac economy that's only 3 years old that Barack Obama handed Trump is doing just fine. It's running on all 8 cylinders, just like Barack wanted it to be when he gave it to Donald Trump. I mean, it's a 3-year-old Cadillac. There's nothing wrong with it. And yeah, Donald Trump is sitting at the wheel. He's having fun driving it around. Thank you, Barack Obama. Well, in closing arguments at the Senate impeachment trial yesterday, House Manager Adam Schiff reflected on how history will not be kind to Donald Trump, while Joe Manchin, Democratic Senator from West Virginia, called for the Senate to censure President Trump, which actually he thinks there would be enough bipartisan votes to accomplish a censure. If I can just go off mic here for a second, I think everybody knows how I feel about this, but I think sometimes we need to play hardball as Democrats. We don't do that enough. We don't play hardball enough. I personally think there should be a motion for a mistrial based on the Bolton bombshell, that information that we got from last Friday from his manuscripts. And that information specifically about Trump attorney Pat Cipollone. There may never be an acquittal vote if a motion was made for a mistrial. You have to fight fire with fire, folks. And I just wouldn't let this slide by. You know, at some point you just have to get sick of the BS, and I think a lot of us are there at this point. But as far as offbeat news, folks, we can expect a lot more of this. Activist group Judicial Watch wrote Sunday morning that 8 Iowa counties have more voter registrations than citizens old enough to register. And that was according to the Washington Post article. And you know what? Only one county, Lyon County, has more registered voters than adult residents due to the fact that Judicial Watch is using old 5-year estimates from the Census Bureau released in 2018. Oh my God. What's wrong with these people? I mean, the information does not account for the growth in the county in the past years. That's why the discrepancy. But we're going to expect more of this. I mean, this is how it's coming in. They spin it like it's news, and it's not. Well, yesterday, turning to Rush Limbaugh, he shared an advanced lung cancer diagnosis with his listeners, saying that he would be on the air when he can, but given treatments and medical obligations and all of this, there would be days when he would not be on the air. And although I disagree with Rush Limbaugh about 99.9% of the time, but I do hope he can make a full recovery from this prognosis. And folks, thepressherald.com is reporting that Mexican authorities are investigating the death of a part-time tour guide in one of Mexico's largest butterfly sanctuaries, the second person connected to the reserve that's been found dead in less than a week. And you have to wonder, I mean, why would anyone want to kill these folks connected to, of all things, a Mexican monarch butterfly reserve in Michoacán, Mexico? Well, for years, illegal loggers tied to Mexico's criminal Underworld have clashed with conservationists who were evidently able to secure a ban on logging within these preserves. And the monarchs in the millions fly from Canada, and they fly from the U.S. to overwinter on just a few select hillsides in Michoacan, Mexico, drawing thousands of tourists annually. So this is what obviously is going on here. Amazing stories on what these people will do to preserve their criminal livelihoods. Well, folks, here's some information coming to us from Tesla. If you want to code for Tesla, if you want to write code for Tesla, Elon Musk says, we don't care if you don't have a degree, or we don't even care if you didn't go to high school. We don't care. According to CNBC, all you have to do is pass their coding test to qualify for the job and working for their artificial intelligence team, which reports directly to Elon Musk. And this is not the first time that Elon has said this in the past. He's often said that degrees are irrelevant. And, execututors are winding down Jeffrey Epstein's estate, and they've sold several luxury cars, including a 2018 Bentley that sold for $195,000 and a 2019 Mercedes that sold for $133,000. Epstein's estate gained, get this, folks, it gained over $80 million since his death on August 10th. It's now $635 million strong. I mean, the guy dies and it goes up $80 million. Only to somebody like Jeffrey Epstein. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.